tiny hamlet in Judea's rolling hills, bearded shepherds marveling at angel voices, a tender babe born in the warm straw among lowing cattle. Whoever would have thought this to be the beginning of the greatest story ever told? Yes, down, down, down came the majestic Christ of the ages to be born as a babe. On that memorable night, the angel said, "Fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." As his birth was miraculous, yet lowly, changing the course of the entire world, so his life and so his death. He, the mighty Son of God, lived among us in human flesh. He made the worlds. He upheld the universe. He was the very expression of God. From his face shone forth the glory of God. Yet marvel of marvels, he came to purge our sins. Hebrews 1:1-3. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but praise God, he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 4:10. The maker of the universe, as man for man, was made a curse. The claims of laws which he had made unto the uttermost he paid. His holy fingers made the bow where grew the thorns that crowned his brow. The nails that pierced his hands were mined in secret places he designed. He made the forest whence there sprung the tree on which his body hung. He died upon a cross of wood, yet made the hill on which it stood. The sky which darkened o'er his head, by him above the earth was spread. The sun which hid from him its face, by his decree was poised in space. The spear which shed his precious blood was tempered in the fires of God. The grave in which his form was laid was hewed in rocks his hands had made. The throne on which he now appears was his from everlasting years. But now a new glory crowns his brow, and every knee to him shall bow. Let me ask you today, listening friend, has there been that time when indeed and in truth, in very actuality, you bowed the knee and you confessed with the mouth Jesus as Lord? We read from the book of Philippians, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Friend of mine, the scripture says this is what every tongue should do, and this is what every knee should do. This is because of what he did for us at Calvary, coming from heaven, being born of the Virgin, being born like a man and yet being sinless. He took upon him the form of a man, and yet, friend of mine, he was the sinless man, the holy man, and he was God's ideal man and man's ideal God. And when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. Yes, friend of mine, he came from heaven to die. He did that. He came from heaven and was buried that he might be resurrected. And today you should confess him. And if you don't today, there's coming a time when you will confess him. For we read from Romans 14:11, "Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall make its confession." Why not bow today? In believing faith, repent of your sins. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And he says he will give you eternal life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do it today, and he'll bless you. Amen.